We're doing Emunah Bitachon. We're up to the second chapter, the second section, page Tetvav. And the Chazon Ish had explained that Emunah is the understanding that Hashem runs the world, and Bitachon is holding on to that understanding even at a time when life would be very trying, where our senses seem to indicate that it's all up to us, it's all in our hands. It seems like things are left to the hands of nature or to the hands of Hishtadlut, to the amount of effort we're going to put in, and then a person has to retain that connection to the concept of Emunah. So technically he's saying Bitachon is the application of Emunah in our lives. By the way, this whole idea that the Chazon Ish has been developing in this chapter, although the Chazon Ish doesn't quote it, it is rooted in Nachmanides. Maimonides wrote a book, Sefer HaMitzvot. Nachmanides, as was his custom in many of his works, he writes footnotes. And so he writes a running commentary on Maimonides' Sefer HaMitzvot. And then at the very end, he says, here are a few mitzvot that I hold the Rambam forgot. So the seventh mitzvah that Nachmanides lists is the mitzvah, Tamim Tiyei Hashem Elokecha. A person should be whole with Hashem. And Nachmanides explains that Avraham Avinu was actually a tremendous stargazer. He was a tremendous astrologer, not only astronomer, but astrologer. And the Talmud tells us that when Hashem told Avraham he would have children, so Hashem told him, Tzei hachutza, go out and look at the stars. Our sages say, what does the verse mean, Tzei hachutza? So the Talmud says, Tzei mitztagninut shelach. Stop using your astrology. Why do you think you know everything just because you see it in the stars? So Nachmanides takes that a step further. Nachmanides says that when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, stop using your astrology, that goes in line with what Hashem told him, Hitalech lefanai veyeh tamim. Just like the commandment, Tamim tiyeh Hashem lokecha, be whole with Hashem. Nachmanides says Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu, don't you realize I control everything? Yes, if you look at the stars, you can understand certain things about the future of the world. But at the end of the day, I control the future of the world. So what if the stars say you can't have children? Of course the stars say you can't have children, because naturally you cannot have children. The stars are right. But I control nature. You will have children. So the Nachmanides connects that with the commandment, Tamim tiyeh Hashem lokecha, be whole with Hashem, says Nachmanides. That means a person always has to connect to the concept that Hashem runs what the outcome will be. Hashem is in control. There's nature. Sure, there's nature. But within nature, there are a lot of things we don't understand. How come one person gets sick with the flu and he gets healed, and the next guy gets sick with the flu and he doesn't get healed? We don't have accurate explanations. As Nachmanides explains, we're learning the letter Torat Hashem Tmima on Friday, so Nachmanides over there says that this idea of Eshkacha is essential for the understanding of why we're praying. If you don't connect to this concept, then what are you praying for? If it's all up to nature, so go out there and do your research, get the best doctor, take the best medications, and you'll be cured. But we say that Hashem is intimately involved in everything that's happening in our lives. So that, says the Ramban, is the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. Be whole with Hashem means connect to the concept that He's in charge, and that nothing else in the world can really define where you're headed. We work with the system, we look at nature, we learn nature, we deal with nature, we do ishtadlut, but we recognize that at the end of the day, that's not the master of our destiny. The master of our destiny is the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyeh. So technically, what we're learning in this chapter is all an extrapolation on that mitzvah of Tamim Tiyeh, Hashem Elokecha. Although the Chazon Ish doesn't quote it. But it's essential to recognize that. He's not inventing the concepts he's saying. He's extrapolating on concepts we see in our sages. Yes?
But it's not an either or. We still should find the best doctor.
For sure we find the best doctor.
We also realize this if he's a from
you. For sure. I would just add one thing. Nachmanides has a famous line where he says that if you're on a high enough level, then you don't really need the doctor. So there's a famous story. We're learning the Chazon Ish's works on the Chazon Ish's town. There was someone in Bnei Brak who had an eye infection. And they told him, go to the doctor. And he said, no, Nachmanides writes that if you believe that Hashem controls everything, then Hashem will decide whether you get cured or not. And his eye infection kept getting worse. And more rabbis came to him and said to him, you have to go get medical treatment. And he said, no, Hashem can decide. Hashem does decide, not can decide. Hashem does decide whether I'll get cured or not. And they said, yeah, go to the doctor, you'll get cured. And he refused to go and he went blind. And the rabbis didn't agree with him. So even though he wanted to be on that level, the rabbi said, just because you want to be there doesn't mean you are there.
And it's a bad example for people who may think they're on that level. So even if you were on that level and you didn't need to, you make a case where you should. Because people will look up to you.
Okay, there's a famous story about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu told about himself, that he was learning and he had a toothache. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam gives the toothache, Ribbono Shel Olam can make the toothache go away. So he didn't stop learning, he kept learning. And the toothache kept getting worse until it became a root canal. So then he decided, you know what? The Ribbono Shel Olam can make it get better, but maybe he wants me to go to the dentist. Right? The fact that Hashem controls everything does not preclude our doing our hishtadlut. We have to make our effort to make things work out right. Can it be that someone on Avraham Avinu's level can throw sand and it'll turn into spears and missiles and he'll win the war? Yes, it can be. But our sages say even Avraham Avinu did not know that would happen. Avraham said, if my job is to go to war, I'm going to war and Hashem will help me and whatever Hashem wants will be the outcome. So he did what he could. But again, the concept of emunah u'bitachon does not preclude ishtadlut. We do have to make our effort, but we also recognize that Hashem is running the show. Yes?
Was this the problem with Yosef a couple of parshas ago? Was he was on this level and he still chose to rely on
so man? We quoted the explanation of Rav Nevinzal that Yosef's error when Yosef asked the butler to help him out was that he used the words ki'im. Meaning his request for assistance was fine. The fact that he said, ki'im, my only hope is if you mention me to Pharaoh, that was wrong. Now, we just have to understand, Yosef spent a decade in prison. Yosef has spent 13 years. Remember, the guy left his family when he was 17. The guy becomes king at 30. He's had a miserable 13 years, and throughout that time, he maintains his faith. In one sentence, he made a slight mistake. We don't begin to fathom the piety of Yosef. Every day he's in prison, Potiphar's wife comes and tries to seduce him. And he consistently refuses, and she threatens him, I'll blind you. And he says, Hashem decides who has eyes and who doesn't. And she says, I'm going to send you off to a desert island. You're going to be lost forever. And he says, Hashem decides who's incarcerated and who's free. And whatever she tries to do to him, he believes Hashem runs the show. And then one time when he's asking the butler for help, he says a sentence that's a little off. On his great level of piety, he was taken to task over that. So Rav Nevinzal explains his mistake was that he used the words ki'im. He said, my only hope is if you speak to Pharaoh. That he should not have said, which again is on his level something which he paid the price for. For us, we don't begin to understand that. Yes?
So the medical stories that we just heard, if those had only applied, last time I worked was at Al-Halabim.
Last time I worked?
Was on that level. Oh, I don't know. Maybe they didn't have another example the last time I worked. But it seems like they will, since the Tanakh, so Kal Vachomer, every person living now should go to the doctor.
Correct? We do go to doctors. We do apply our effort.
So no one's on that level where just by praying enough, you'll be healed.
Who said? We don't know. Why do we have to decide who is and who isn't? We know that we need to pray. We know that Hashem runs the show. But we know that most of the people we know are not on the level that they can do it with prayer without putting in their effort. Now, how much effort does each person have to put in? That might depend on each person. You're assuming it's an all or nothing deal. Why? Maybe if a person prays, then he'll get away with one day sick in bed. And if he lets things ride, so he'll spend a week fighting the flu. Maybe there are different calculations. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. We still pray. Every time a person takes medication, it says in Shulchan Aruch, he should say, Yehi ratzon milfanecha Hashem lokenu lokei avoteinu. May it be the will before you, Hashem, our God, and the God of our fathers, that this that I'm doing now should heal me, should be a cure. We pray even when we take medication, because we say it's not the medication, it's Hashem that decides if we will be cured or not. For sure. You see.
A few chapters later, right? But always something here that comes out of my feeling. Potiphar's wife, even when he's in jail?
Yeah.
That's
what the Medrash Tanhuma says, yeah.
Because, you know that Potiphar must have known that Yosef was basically okay, would have had him killed. I mean, normally, it was
so that,
days, you know, for rape.
Next class, we'll discuss that.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Newsweek magazine said yes. So you don't have to trust me. Huh? But we're out of time. We have to go over to Yaakov.